With the draft quickly approaching, MLBPipeline.com's top 100 draft prospect list is becoming the top 200 draft prospect list. Tim McMaster here, along with Jonathan Mayo and Jim Callis of MLBPipeline.com. And as the list expands, there's also a re-rank involved. First of all, let's talk about some of the real big risers in this class. Jim, Andrew Benintendi has really made a jump in the outfield.
He has. I think he's probably made as big a jump as just about anybody in the entire draft. I mean, we're talking about a guy who was a sophomore eligible, and you always worry about signability with those guys a little bit, who was a known quantity. He was drafted out of high school, but really wasn't a priority follow for anybody coming into this year. Now he's the SEC Player of the Year. He's leading the league in hitting. He was leading the nation in slugging for much of the season. There's never enough college position players because some of the guys sign out of high school, and this draft's no exception. But you're talking about Andrew Benintendi, a guy who's got plus bat, plus runner, plus center fielder, average to solid power, average to solid arm, and all of a sudden you're talking about a guy who's definitely going to go in the top 10 picks. I think it'll be an upset if he doesn't. The team's looking for position players. Once Dansby Swanson's off the board and once Alex Bregman's off the board, the two college shortstops from the SEC, you're going to see Andrew Benintendi probably be the third college position player taken.
Benintendi jumping from the 60s all the way into the top 10. Tyler Stevenson, Jonathan, goes from the 40s into the top 20.
He doesn't. And Tyler Stevenson was a guy when we first expanded our list to 100 earlier in the spring, was kind of already on the rise, and he snuck into the top 15. He's just kept moving up boards for a number of reasons. One is his performance. He's gone out and he's hit some big home runs with a lot of people watching in the Georgia high school ranks. And two, he can catch. He has become quite clearly the best all-around catching prospect in the class. He's passed up Chris Betts, who was probably number two on that list, another high school catcher, and mostly because of his defensive skills. He's got good catch and throw skills. He's going to stay behind the plate, which is always a question with backstops in the draft and why they're so hard to find. And he can hit for average and for power. And I think that's a big reason why he's moved up the list. We've heard his name as high up as possibly number one overall as the Arizona Diamondbacks sort of kicked the tires on possible deals to make in that top spot. That's probably a little too high and certainly too high in terms of where he goes talent-wise, but I think you could see him anywhere from 10 on down to the middle of the first round. It's probably a real good fit for where Tyler Stevenson may end up.
All right, so those are the big risers. How about some guys that weren't in the top 100 with the last rankings but now have jumped into that top 100? Jim, let's start with Brian Hudson, a high school pitcher out of Illinois.
He's from Alton High School. He's the best high school pitching prospect to come out of Illinois since Mike Fulton-Evitz was an Astros first-round pick in 2010. And he's exactly what scouts are looking for. Super athletic, super projectable. He's 6'7" with the room to add a lot of strength. Already has pretty good present stuff. He can hit 92 with his fastball. Usually pitches in the upper 80s, and that's not even his best pitch. He's got one of the better curveballs in the high school ranks. If this guy realizes his projection and becomes as good as scouts think he can, I mean, this is a frontline starting pitcher in the big leagues. If he winds up going to Missouri, where he's committed to go for college, you can easily see 3 years down the road this guy being a first-round pick.
And then Jonathan to the college ranks, but still a pitcher with Ryan Burr.
Yeah, we're going to the bullpen for this one, Tim. And Ryan Burr is Arizona State's closer. And Burr has kind of been a guy for a long time, come from the Colorado high school ranks. He was just a pure thrower. In some ways, he still is more of a thrower, but out of the bullpen, it's not as big of a deal. He'll throw his fastball mid-touch upper 90s. He's got a pretty good breaking ball to go along with it. It remains to be seen whether or not he's the kind of guy who profiles as a closer at the next level. His fastball can be a little bit straight at times, but he's got a good track record of closing games for Arizona State in a really good conference. He has that bulldog mentality, so even if he ends up being a setup guy, those kinds of college relievers, they don't take very long to get to the big leagues, and they tend to do very well on draft day. And maybe he's not one of those closers who sneaks up into the first round, but if he were to go in the second round, say, I think that is entirely feasible.